Star 1310, and we welcome our guest, Jonathan Butler. Jonathan, how are you?
I'm doing very good, man. How are you?
I am doing great. Jonathan, wow, there's a lot of history behind Jonathan Butler from South Africa. How did you make that transformation from South Africa to America?
You know, it was God, H.J., it was God. You know, I had no idea what God had in store for me and my wife. And I got signed to Jive UK. I used to be with Jive in South Africa, but that's when I was 12 years old, you know. And this is just, they re-signed me to London to meet up with them in England, and we had no idea. My wife and I had absolutely no idea. We were part of a ministry in South Africa. We were just working with different ministries, YWAM and different churches, and I was sort of happy to just, I was a young, new Christian, and I was just happy to, you know, go out there and tell people about the Lord, and next thing I know, some of my demos got in the hands of Clive Calder, the guy who founded Jive Records, and we were flown out to London, and the rest is history.
Wow. I know you've been asked this question a million times, so here it is for a million and one. The song Falling in Love with Jesus.
Yes.
Tell us about that song. How did you come to do that song, and how has that impacted your life?
Well, let me tell you, you know, first of all, if it wasn't for the Lord, that song would have never happened. And if it wasn't for the Lord, the time that I had spent, hiking and just... you know, one of the things that I liked doing was go on hike trails because it allowed me to be just on my own, to pray, you know, and to talk to God just openly, like I'm talking to you. And I could talk to God about just about anything that was happening in my heart and how I was feeling about stuff. And while I was walking, this song, Falling in Love with Jesus, just came out of me. I mean, I started singing it. And at some point on the trail, I realized that this wasn't just no ordinary song. I needed to go home, and I needed to record it. And I spoke to Kirk Whalum when, you know, Kirk called me up one day and said, I'm doing this record called Gospel According to Jazz, and I want you to be on it. And so I said, well, you know, can I do this song? And he said, JB, you can do anything you want to do. So next thing I know, we recorded Falling in Love with Jesus, and I had no idea that the world would be, that the song would go around the world and bless people. So, you know, praise God for that.
That song has definitely been a blessing. How would you consider yourself? Do you consider yourself a jazz artist, a gospel artist, or?
I'm just an artist, you know. I would like to be, I think of myself as an artist. I am a born-again Christian for just about 30 years. I love the Lord with all of my heart, mind, strength, and soul. And, and I'm an artist. And my career was in jazz and in pop music and in R&B. And something that I want people to know is that I never wanted to do a gospel record just for the sake of it, you know. I always felt that, you know, unless God releases me to do it, then only will I do it. And I really felt that God released me to do it. And it had to come from a place where, you know, I know that there are Christian artists, there are gospel artists, and then there's us in between.
Uh-huh. You know?
But the truth is, you know, God has called me in a very unique way to minister in church and to minister out of the church. And so I'm a minister of music, and that's it. I'm an artist.
Okay. Your new project, So Strong.
Yes.
Tell us about So Strong, and where did you come up with So Strong? What do you mean, So Strong?
Well, that's a good point there. So Strong, you know, at first I was like, you know, just thinking about what it is that my wife and I have come through in 09 and you know, the loss of my friend Wayman Tisdale, you know, the loss of my mother, my wife being a cancer survivor, and all of this stuff happened in 09. All of this stuff happened, you know, during that time.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a really, it was a new place for me to step into. That was just a different place that I'd never thought I'd be in, you know. And I knew my mother was not well, but I'd spent time with my mother, and so all of these things happening to me, just you know. It shook me a little bit, and it made me, you know, and I'm the type of person, I run to God. I don't run away from God. So, and I wanted to know what God wanted me to learn from the experience that I was going through. And you know, that being said, yes, this album's so strong, and it just kind of, it's kind of fitting that it is so strong, that it's called So Strong. As far as I'm concerned, it's like, you know, this is my testimony of what, and we still, you know, the album still is fun, and it's happy, it's flavorful, it's light, and that's what I wanted to express. You know what I mean?
What are some songs that are fun and happy and flavorful and light that we can look for on So Strong?
Well, you know, I think my record has my personality. It has my beliefs. I share my belief in the album. I share my personality with people. I share the probably the more sensitive side of me. You know, meaning, you know, there's love songs which I like to write about, and I'm sure a lot of Christians love songs as well as, you know, Friend of God on Sunday morning, and so I think there is. There's a lot there that people who know me will hear, you know.
What do you do to prepare yourself to write an album like So Strong? Do you
There's find, no preparation.
No preparation.
Just life. Just things happening every day. I'm a father of three kids, and I'm a grandfather, and I'm married for 28 years, and, you know, when you're raising children, and you know, these are the dynamics of your life. I mean, you help navigate your children through a lot of stuff, and we live. You know, when I'm not playing, I'm living. You know, my wife and I, we share a lot of, spend a lot of time together. We spend a lot of time with our children, so we learn a lot. We eat at the dinner table every day. We'd never not eat at the dinner table, and we spend a lot of time together just talking as a family and getting to know one another. So for me, this album was like, you know, it sort of found me, because I went back into the archives and I went to look for stuff, and I found, you know, like Color Green. I see God in everything, and so Color Green was like, and green is my favorite color.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of use Color Green as a metaphor or as an example, if you listen to the lyric. It, you know, God is in that. I got to believe in something. It's about my faith. You know, Paul says, you know, not that I've obtained it, but I press on. You know, forgetting what's behind and pressing on to the higher calling. So, those are some of the things I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. It's just testimonial things about what I believe and what I've come through, and it's kind of a celebration, because after all that we've been through, we are so strong. And when you put on the record, all I want people to do is just put the record on, and whatever they're feeling, I hope it's a good feeling.